Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and it is April the 14th, 2016, and today we're going to be talking about how to deal with self-doubt in your athletes and how to improve their confidence. And also, I just want to make an announcement that we're going to have another call next week, next Thursday, at the same time. So if you want to put that on your calendar on the next week is the 21st at 9 a.m. That'd be great. And because the thing is that normally we do these calls every second and fourth Thursday of the month, but this the fourth Thursday, the 28th, I'll be out of town. So for an unexpected trip I have, so I wanted to make sure I get in our call. So we'll do it next Thursday on the April 21st. And so we'll put that down, and I'll also put it in the members area so everyone has that. So and I'll send out an email, too, to all of you so to get in an extra call next week so we can talk about sort of self-doubts and confidence part one this time and then also next time. We kind of go back and forth between a couple of times we talked about marketing and SEO, search engine optimization kinds of things, and sometimes we go back and forth between marketing, business sort of issues, and also then coaching, clinical issues, how to deal with your athletes. So that'll be great. So, first I just want to ask if you have questions and issues or what kind of, like this topic of self-doubt and confidence, if that's come up with your athletes and what, or any other questions that you might have, because the main purpose for these calls is to, connect with you and answer your questions. So I just wanted to ask, Willie, what kind of issues have you dealt with that area? Or do you have questions about that?
Most of my athletes, they're stuck with, how to stay in the zone. That's the question mostly. They have trouble, concentrating, or they may have lost a tough match, a tough game, and It's like just getting back into the zone.
Right. Yeah, that's a great one, and that can they can lose their confidence from that or get self-doubt. So I love that. Can you give an example? Anybody that you think of, where that happened with one of your athletes?
Well, we had been playing in one football game. As a matter of fact, it was our Super Bowl. We had our Super Bowl. And we had beat everybody. We hadn't lost a game.
Was it the regional championships or?
Yeah, the regional championship, and we lost the play. We lost the game on the last play of the game, fourth down, fourth and 13, a minute and 13 seconds left in the game, and we lost. We lost. They threw a pass. And the guy, one of our best player, and he messed around there and slipped, and the guy ran right past him. And then the two plays earlier, he got beat deep by that same guy. They got him in that situation. So, his confidence was really down because, they're just those two missed opportunities he thought had cost us the game,
Yeah, boy, that's a tough one. Did you get to talk to him afterward, or how did you deal with that?
Well, basically, they don't really want to hear anything, but I just tried to tell him, look, hey, it's not your fault, and hey, we're going, you're going to be okay. And I'm like, take this as a learning experience, I said, because a couple of things you did, I kept telling you, you're a talented athlete, you have a lot of raw talent, but it's all about fundamentals, okay? And I said, what you need to do when we start training in the next 6 months, remember when you're tired and you can't go anymore, remember this feeling.
How you're tired, feeling right you can't, now. What?
remember how you're feeling right now. Remember the hurt and pain you're feeling right now. So that when we start training and you're talking about you can't go another one, you can't work out anymore, you're too tired, which is more hurtful, this pain right here, that pain you're feeling when you're working out, you know?
Yeah.
That type of thing. So, you know, just things to just encourage him and give him positive reinforcement.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, just realizing that it's a learning experience and asking what can we do better next time. I like to ask athletes a series of questions, like what I call athletes often ask with themselves, like negative type questions, like, you know, why me, or why is this so difficult, or why does this always happen to me or us, and or the team, why can't I do this right? You know, questions that start with why, but usually when you start with too many questions that start with why, of course it's important to analyze the game, but if you ask a lot of why questions, it can lead to personal, just thinking, your left brain goes into that over-critical, over-analytical phase where your brain is saying, well, why? Because you're an idiot, because you don't follow through, because you didn't do, you weren't, can't handle pressure, that the left brain goes into all that negative thinking, whereas if you can ask questions, I call them positive action questions, which are questions that start with what or how, then that can really help with lowering the self-doubt and increasing self-confidence, what or how. So questions like, what's good about this situation? I know that's hard to do when, like Willie, you were saying, in a losing situation or something, if you made a mistake, but you can say what's good about this situation and challenge your athletes to think about there's always something good in a situation. You know, it forces you to learn, new skills, or it's usually adversity is where we learn the most. So you're really making, the other team is a little bit better, then what's good about that is it forces you to really think about, it challenges you to do your absolute best. It can be, if it's like raining or bad weather, you can say to yourself, what's good about this? I play well in any situation, or, everybody's in this together, and, it can help our team to, play better. So those are things that you can think about. What's good about this situation? And then another question is, how can I use this to my advantage? So saying to having your athletes ask themselves, how can I use this situation to my advantage? If let's say there's, a particular tough, in football there's a tough play coming up, but you can – maybe one athlete can outsmart the other and can use their intelligence sometimes rather than their strength, or maybe one athlete is shorter and your athlete is taller, you can use their tallness, or there's always a way that you can use the situation to your advantage. Maybe if a track runner, you're out there on the track and one other runner's ahead of you, okay, they're ahead, but you can use it to your advantage because maybe you can draft behind that athlete or use their energy to pull you along, that kind of thing. So that's another good question. How can I use what's good about this situation? How can I use this to my advantage? And then a third question is, what can I learn from this? Like you were saying, many of students here have said that performing edge coaches, you've all said to me at one point, turn it around, like you're saying, a learning experience, and what can I learn from this? And really, ask, like a lot of athletes right after a tough game or the loss, they don't want to talk, but maybe later on that evening or the next day, then you can ask them to reflect on that and say, what can I learn from this situation, and write down maybe three things to learn. When they did this, you know, I want to do this, that kind of thing. When, you know, different situations, when the ball got thrown this way, here's how I want to respond next time. Or ask him, if you had this to do over again, how would you do it differently? So that's the third question to ask your, have your clients ask themselves is what can I learn, or what are three things I learned from this situation for next time? How can I, if I had it to do over again, how would I do it better, or how can I do it better next time? And then a fourth question to ask your athletes for self-doubt and confidence is asking them, what's the next step? What's the next step? Because there's always a next step, always another game or another goal or another even in the middle of the game, if there's something going on that's not working, ask your athletes to ask themselves, what's the next step for me right here, right now? What do we need to shift, or what do we need to change to respond to, say, what the other team is doing? Or if it's an individual sport, what's the next step? How can I get my strength back here? I know when I was in the Hawaii Ironman triathlon, and I got off the bike and felt absolutely horrible, and I almost felt like quitting. I almost did quit right then because I had 20, I'd swim 2.4 miles, bicycled 112 miles, and then I had to run 26 miles all in 100-degree temperature and 90% humidity and no brakes. And I just felt so down, and it was so hot. The hottest part of the day at 3 in the afternoon with the